This is Brock and Salk.
Brock Huard and Marcus. Sorry about just
Mike.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Huard, not exactly Joe Cap there in the pocket.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
All right, we're rolling through a Friday edition of the Brock and Salk Show, Seattle Sports on 710seattlesports.com. Let's see. What do you guys need to know? G's going to be here in a half hour. He's dressed for the occasion.
Kind of.
And Moore is going to take him down a peg, it sounds like. So that's going to go down here in about 30 minutes. War may be declared right here on this show. So
I don't know whether to be mad at G or Brock, because Brock was the one that tried to... throw me under the bus to get on better standing with G.
All right, hold it. Save it. We got time at 8:30.
Let's hold on.
I know, it's Feisty Friday.
At the end of the week, Mars just done with us.
Did you or did you not say, hey, G?
All right, hold it. Break it up. Everybody back to their corners. We'll do this here in 30 minutes.
First rule of Fight Club is...
Yep.
You do not talk about Fight Club.
That's right. I'll be judge and jury here, and I'll decide who's right and who's wrong.
Also, what occasion is G dressed for?
Don't worry about it.
Don't
worry about it.
You know what? Let me just say quickly, before we get to a Mariners topic. Maura, I'm going to tell you, you're right.
That you instigated?
No, I'm not even talking about that. Just something else. You're right. Older brother Damon, been hanging with him this week. Mm-hmm. He is in great shape. And he is right, and I think you're right. Like, as we...
I thought that's what you were saying. I was like, oh, yeah, I talked about how Damon was in such great shape.
This is a Brock fitness take that everybody needs to
hear. Yes, it is. Yeah. It's one of those I think is very important. People tune in to listen to these kinds of things.
Right. Everybody's tuning in to listen to your fitness takes.
That's right.
Yes.
That as you get into middle age like I am, 47, and you're not there, Maura, but you've realized you're just ahead of the curve. Like, you know what? I need to start just kind of lifting weights.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. You have to mix that in as
well. What does Titus think about that? Can we get Titus's opinion on this?
It's not a Titus thing. Don't bring Titus in.
I mean, generally, this is the type of thing we need Titus to weigh in on.
But you got to mix. You just can't just do one thing. You got to mix it.
And I've always been a cardio girl.
Yep. But weights are important.
I've heard, especially for women, that you got to start lifting weights.
Yep. Good for you.
I would put very little stock in what Brock Huard has to say.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Jim. Appreciate that.
I'm kind of with Jim on this particular topic.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this for about 18 hours.
Yeah.
Bob Stelton came on here yesterday and gave great guest.
Great guest.
Because that's what he is. I mean, just great guest. And said flat out, this Mariners team right now, 13 days before opening day, has a better chance to win, is better equipped to win than the 23 version was. You buy that? The 23 version had World Series or bust. 23 version had a whiteboard that said World Series. 23 version had Jerry and John and others not afraid to say World Series.
The 24 version has Scott saying we should win the AL West.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Do you think that this team, the 25 men that are going to come out on that opening day roster, going to run out in 13 days against those Boston Red Sox? And man, I wish it was today, because it is going to be beautiful.
Right.
Or even Sunday when it's going to be almost 70 degrees. But when they run out and everything is just beautiful and the bunting is incredible and the red carpet comes out of the outfield and they introduce all 25 of them, do you like these 25 men, this roster, to win better than you did the 23 version?
Yeah.
You do?
Soft.
Will you please hit soft takes? Can you imagine... If I start the show with Sam Howell, can you imagine?
Yeah. Soft takes.
I mean, I do. Not by like a lot, but, you know, that's because I don't think last year's team was that bad.
No, you thought last year's team was really well equipped, which is great.
Last year's team won 88 games, not 68. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, they were a good team. Mm-hmm. Are they better this year? They might be. Yeah, I think they might be a little better around the margins. Like, I think Polanco's obviously an upgrade at second base, assuming he's able to stay healthy. They've downgraded, we think, at third base. I think I have no idea what to make of the corner outfield spots. If Haniger's healthy, that should obviously help quite a bit. But that's, you know, history is a major, major worry there that's not going to be the case. And, you know, maybe Canzone is going to take a step, but maybe Cooper Hummel was going to do that last year. Like, you know, I think they could be better. I think their rotation could be better.
Let's remember when they ran out.
But I also think their rotation is a major, major depth concern.
When they ran out last year, right, when we were geeked out of our minds, when we were just, you know, flying high and pure, like, man, look at this team. It was Luis, it was Robbie Ray, it was Logan, it was Kirby, it was Marco. There's Flexen as a sixth starter.
Yeah.
There's these young guns that
you can use if you need them.
I mean, like, yeah. It was, there's Paul Sewald on the back of that. There's Mooney on the back of that. There's Brad, like, it was.
Julio's about to take a giant step, right? Ty France was finally healthy.
Suarez came off the season that he just, you know, come on
so,
now.
I mean, like, on paper, do I think this is a better team than last year? I think it's easy to say, knowing what happened last year, that the answer to that question is yes.
Right.
I think this team can win more than 88 games. But if you put Robbie Ray back onto last year's team and he has a fantastic season, mm-hmm. and you know, Paul Sewald doesn't get traded because of that, and I mean, like, there's a lot of ands that could be very different. Is Dominic Canzone going to be better than Jared Kelnick? He might be. I mean, that'd be great if he is. I know Kelnick's going to get platooned. I saw that in Atlanta. They re-signed Adam Duvall.
Yeah,
but
did you see?
Yeah, it's not a great sign for
him. So don't tell me spring training doesn't mean anything.
It's something there.
Because,
yeah.
You know, like, when you can't. Yeah,
that was not great.
And they got to sign Adam Duvall to platoon with you.
To answer your question, and again, I'm out of the prediction business. I was listening to Seth Meyers interviewed with Howard Stern. And Howard was like, who do you think is going to win the election? Seth's like, I don't have a clue. He's like, you think Trump's going to jail? Like, I don't know. I'm terrible at trying to predict what people are going to do. I am too. I should be out of the prediction business. I'm awful at it.
Yep.
Like Seth Meyers, I choose to instead judge what's happened rather than what's going to.
Okay.
But I, on paper, I think they're similar. They might be slightly better. I think that if they win this year, it will be, and this is my guess, I don't know, maybe it'll be because Polanco hits out of his mind. Maybe it'll be because Mitch Garver's a force to be reckoned with. Maybe Dominic Canzone turns into the best player on earth. Mm-hmm. Maybe everybody in this rotation stays healthy. My gut tells me that if they win this year and do, you know, more than winning 88 games and get to the playoffs and do some damage, it'll be because Julio takes the next step and becomes a superstar. Because last year he was a star. He played like a star.
So you think it's more about those guys' ceiling than it is elevating the floor?
Because I think the reason they won 88 games and not 90 or 92 last year is because Julio was okay, not great, and their stars kind of, you know, failed in September. Mm. Ty France did nothing. And you guys can call me crazy because I know it's very fashionable to believe that the whole reason they fell apart last year is because of a few of the additions they made that didn't work in the offseason. That didn't help.
Well, Barry, it put them in a big hole.
It sure did.
And it took a historic August that you can never really figure again.
And nobody's looking for them to do that. But baseball's played over 162, not 40.
Yep.
And over the course of 162, they won 88 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good team. They won more games than the team that went to the World Series in Arizona.
But not good enough to just run it back.
It was not good enough to just run it back.
In fact, kind of played at a level over those 162 that really made them look at it and go, this just is not the way we're gonna take the next step.
I mean, yeah.
We're gonna have to bring in more contact. We're going to have to bring in Brant Brown. We're going to have to make some of these adjustments.
That's not on paper. Those are off-paper decisions.
Are those strategies or tactics?
I don't know, but they're not players. They're certainly strategies,
yes.
Right? That's a strategy change. That's a, you know, away from what it looks like on paper. Some of it was building, right, in terms of, hey, we're going to bring in some guys with fewer strikeouts. Mm-hmm. I don't know that, to me, makes them a much better team.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it helps in April and May. I hope it does.
Yep.
But I'm not like Mr. I hate strikeouts guy. So
no,
like that doesn't necessarily convince me.
Never been that guy.
I like the moves they've made. I think they could absolutely be better than they were a year ago. But I think if that happens, it will be in large part because guys like Julio and Ty France and Carl, like JP and Cal, it'll be because the nucleus of this team is great.
That and the margin for health is zero. They stay remarkably healthy.
Gonna have to.
So those pitchers and those guys can get out there and show off that immense ability they have.
So we'll see. I'm really excited for the season. I'm excited for the team.
I'm super intrigued.
Yeah.
I think last year I was more excited. I'll just say it. There was like an excitement. Anytime you're talking World Series, there's an excitement coming off the playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs.
Coming off that, there was just an excitement. This year I have just a level of intrigue.
Right.
I'm just deeply intrigued. To see strategy, to see philosophically what they're doing, to see this, you know, the Julio and the Cal, the young guys take that step. These pitchers that have been phenomenal through the spring, if they could continue to take those steps and be the best rotation, young rotation, maybe in the history of baseball, not hyperbolic, back to the Atlanta Braves because they're all in it together, grown up together. Like, there is some significant intrigue to this crew. if they stay healthy.
The first half of the season last year, all the pressure leading up to the All-Star break, too, definitely skewed the way that I was worried about that
absolutely
team
hurt
in April and May.
It sure seemed to hurt.
What are we going to have?
In that is like, for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up next, Brock was right. Let's all give him his props. It's coming up and everything you need to know next on Brock and Salk.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
You need to know that Brock Huard knows his football. I mean, I've known that for a long time. You probably know it too. But let's be clear. Brock spent the day yesterday, must have mentioned the name Tyrell Dodson 10 times. And yesterday afternoon, he signed with the Seahawks. Former Bills linebacker who is a darling of the Pro Football Focus crowd. Ranked as one of the best coverage players at the position last year. And he started off his career more as a special teamer. But last year got a chance because of injury. Had a pretty darn good season, 74 tackles and 10 starts. Man, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, there's a huge hole. There's no linebackers. And you look at the market and figure out, well, there's a couple guys still on here that got some stuff going on that I kind of can see fit in the system. He covers really well. He runs and covers really well. Third graded Pro Football Focus in the pass coverage. And as you mentioned, the number one overall in those 10 starts. And, yep, they end up getting that deal done. And I don't think they're totally done. Let's see what happens with Jerome Baker, the tackle maker. He's been a Miami Dolphin, been super, super productive. A little bit bigger bodied than a Tyrell Dodson, but I think a guy that they would have interest in as well. And that's kind of been free agency. Mm-hmm. We're a little patient early, wondering what the heck are they going to do? There's nobody on this roster, and here comes a tight end, and here comes a guard, and here comes a linebacker, and here comes a safety, and here comes some of these pieces at a value that I've said it once, I've said 100 times, that they find fits appropriately within their puzzle.
Mm-hmm. They also made a huge deal, at least, you know, for the big position. They trade a third and a fifth rounder for a fourth and a sixth, and in exchange for moving back, they receive Sam Howell. Young quarterback, started all 17 games last year for the Washington Commanders, and John Schneider says, yeah, there's going to be, well, not much of a competition.
Well, I'm sure there's competition, but, you know, yeah, as of right now, I mean, Geno, it's not like we're signing him to go ahead and compete with Geno to be the starter, but I'm sure he's going to be. He's going to be giving it a run. He's a competitive guy.
Yeah, but Geno's going to be the starter. What this guy is a young player, younger than a couple of the dudes who are in the draft this year. He's only 23, started 17 games, won a couple of them, but also threw for a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of picks, and a lot of sacks.
QB assurance and insurance was not going to come out of this draft without a young quarterback. It's not going to happen. And as they read the tea leaves and they try to figure out what everybody else is doing in this draft, the cost to go up too high with their roster and their draft capital. But we're not going to leave without a young quarterback to compete and be on the roster with Geno.
More from John Schneider yesterday. He's on with Wyman and Bob. I don't know a ton about Rayshon Jenkins. Been in the league for a while. Safety that they signed to replace the two that left. Here is a little bit of John on Rayshon Jenkins.
He's been known more as like a strong safety. But really aggressive. He was like the second guy, you know, to wear the dot. If a linebacker were to left the game, you know, he would have been able to call it for them. And, you know, smart football player. We'll play probably more too high this year or split safeties. And he has ability to do both. And, you know, extremely disruptive player. We loved him coming out of college. He was college roommates with Artie Burns or college teammates with Artie Burns. And then watched him with the Chargers. And then obviously now, most lately with Jacksonville, but that was, you know, he came here and visited and then was down in San Francisco. He's down in the Bay Area, so thank God for those California state taxes, right?
That's how they got him, I guess. Sounds like they're going to play a little more too high safety, right? That's going to be a little part of this defense.
Yep.
So
a lot more interchangeable, a lot more nimble.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Well, speaking of nimble, the Mariners trying to do what they do in spring training. They kind of have the day off today. It's the spring, not spotlight. What do you call it, Justin? The spring, all the young players are coming out to play, which is
spring
cool.
Spring breakout.
All the young prospects from around the game who are in the Cactus League will be playing today. The Mariners have a ton of their young guys who are going to be a part of it. Yesterday, one of their young pitchers took center stage. It was Brian Woo just a couple days after we all got nervous because it looked like he might have been scratched and everybody's like, oh my gosh, his health. He was dominant. Four perfect innings against Milwaukee.
5Ks, no walks, about as clean as you could possibly be. Whole bunch of fastball, pumping that fastball, working that fastball.
Skipper liked it.
Another well-pitched game today. I thought Brian Wu was awesome. You know, in control, had both the fastballs working. A couple of really good sweeping sliders, so really good efficient outing for him.
That's nice to hear. And then they got a little offense as well.
Hinkland going back to this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. End of the Milwaukee bullpen. Mitch Haniger the other way with his third spring home run.
Third for Mitch Haniger. He's been hitting the heck out of the ball.
I love Bob's answer yesterday. Bob Stelton, great guest. Who would be the Mariner to come hang out with you guys at the house?
Mitch.
A Mitch.
Yeah. Who was yours?
Why? He's serious. We talk MMA. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Sounds fun. What would be your answer?
Come on. I'd cook the meanest steak for Julio, and it would be over.
Or what if I take Julio off the table?
What if you took Julio off the table? Yeah. Probably Logan. Love that dude.
Not Cal?
Love Cal, too.
It seems a little weird that you wouldn't
take him. Well, he would already be hanging out with Justin.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's true.
Yes.
I hope you know my answer is...
Luis.
It's not even close.
Not on a conversation.
No, we wouldn't know what to talk about. We would have a difficult time with that, but I'd be
fine.
Just
look at each other.
Just stare into each other's eyes for 2 hours.
Pottery? Brock's might have been Bryce Miller.
Mm.
Pottery wheel?
Yeah. All I'm saying is...
You want to go to the pottery wheel now, Luis?
It would be my choice. I don't know if it's what Luis would necessarily want to do with this evening.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
I don't even want to talk about the Kraken. They lost. They're done. Wazoo advances past Stanford. Kudos to them. They get an opportunity.
Out, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, six guys in double figure. That's a good night.
Yep.
Colorado tonight, 7:30. Winner goes to the Pac-12 final.
Yep. More than likely Arizona will face Oregon on the other side. And enjoy it. Even Super Coug himself, our big boss, said enjoy this run with Kyle Smith, the head coach, because you know what is inevitable here. As they're going to go to the West Coast Conference for their basketball. And Ohio State is open, and Michigan's going to come open, and Louisville's open, and everybody's going to want the guy that just did a magical job on the Palouse this year.
All right. Good stuff. That's everything you need to know. Every morning we do that quarter past every hour. Maura, one Seahawk. Yes. Who you want to hang out with for one night?
Seahawk or Mariner?
We're switching to
Seahawks?
I'm
sorry, Mariner. Sorry, one Mariner. Sorry, one Mariner.
One Mariner.
I know Justin's got Cal.
Yeah, Cal's locked up. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so I'm taking Julio off the table.
Yeah, and you and Cal are having some red labels, sleeves off, sitting on the porch. I just totally see that.
Yeah, or some gold jackets.
After our food conversation, I'm going to go Dom Canzone. I think I'll be well fed.
Yes.
Some good Italian cooking from his mom.
I don't know. I'm a little confused. He thought that pierogies were Italian food. I think maybe he's a fraud. I don't know. If you want great Italian food, you might need to go with Sam Haggerty. It sounds like, he's got the whole Godfather theme thing.
I specifically, we get a lot of the Mariners swag that gets handed out at games, but I didn't get a Swaggerty headband, and I specifically requested one. Alex Mayer got one for me. So I am a big fan.
So you have one.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Nobody's
that's a good answer.
The comic relief of Brant Brown. Very hilarious dinner conversation.
That's not right. What is wrong with you? All right. Are you guys ready for war? Who's ready for war? I can see G. Scott out the window to my left. I can see Maura out the window to my right. Mm. When these two get together in 5 minutes, all hell could break loose. You're going to want to be here next.
Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
This is Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio. Weekdays 6 to 10.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports App.
I don't even know if this is what the people want today.
Yes, they do.
It's not what Maura wants, I can tell you that much. War is coming, so... Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. We're probably not going to get to 80 sports today.
No, probably not.
So
no, we will.
First, let me just go over this. Maura and I go back, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Maura and I was one of the first Maura fans in the building.
Oh, wow.
I would say. You know what I mean? Then she and I worked together with the Professor John Clayton, RIP the professor. Anyways, so our relationship, I'd say, is a lot tighter and closer than everybody else here. Oh. It's on the show.
Wow. Including me and Brock's relationship.
You, Brock, for show.
With each other? Plus we're the only Irish people currently on this show.
Absolutely.
We're going to get to that.
And then Justin, you know what I'm saying? I'm just meeting Justin. But when I send text messages to you guys in the group, which I've decided to be done doing that, I now only text Justin.
Right.
Right? And so just
That's
yesterday, I thought, you know what? Let me go ahead and text you guys.
This is what happens.
So I'm like, hey, just want to let you know, I'm going to be wearing some green, the Irish, just give you guys a warning, because y'all know I'm 27% Irish. Shout out to my Irish brothers and sisters. And you commented,
right,
Brock
right.
commented, mm-hmm. and Mar don't be even saying nothing. And then she's like, and I'm like, man, you know, you guys pointed out that she didn't say anything.
Well, Brock did.
And she says, well, does my ha-ha count? Oh, wow.
Oh, she gave you a little, she pressed right, hard and gave you a little ha-ha this. Sticker.
G texted, y'all better be wearing green tomorrow. That's a statement. I said, haha. I knew I was going to wear green. So yeah, got you. No problem. You guys said, wish I owned any from Salk.
Right.
Brock said, I packed without any. So you guys had to say something because you weren't going to do it.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
I agreed with him.
Right.
So I'm fine. But then Brock had to say, and by the way, me and Salk texted back before Mora.
True.
And throw me under the bus. But you didn't because I said, haha. I was the first one to respond.
You were? I thought ours came through before yours.
No, I was the first one.
I think ours came. Check the timestamps.
Yeah,
I have no idea
baby.
If I'm right, by the way. This is just a guess. I don't know.
I'm looking at the order of it right
check
now.
Check the timestamps. Does the ha-ha get a timestamp?
No. No, it doesn't. Oh. It doesn't. So there is no proof. Oh, so
I felt my phone buzz. After I hit ha-ha and you guys responded,
Your phone could buzz for any number of reasons.
I'm still looking at the screen.
How many text threads are you on?
Of our text threads.
Probably 30 text
threads.
Oh, my
Mora
goodness. Sounds
no,
like...
No, the bottom line is, does the ha-ha count? That's what G put on Twitter Mora, when he called me out this morning.
Mora, yep. You sound like Fannie Willis on the witness stand. You know what I mean? Fannie Willis, you need to stop messing with that Nathan Wade. And you need to drop that hero.
It is y'all better be wearing green tomorrow.
Okay.
Something that requires a response.
My
to
bad.
Me, that was a statement, and I was like, got you. Uh-huh. Am I wearing green? Sure. I'm wearing green.
Okay. Uh-huh. My bad. I brought
too much ruckus.
I brought Fannie Willis into this.
Yeah, that was
my bad.
Yeah.
wrong station. Fannie Willis, you cannot be messing with that man.
And by the way, Jay, can I just say,
what?
You don't feel good in green, do you?
Hell no. I have no swag today. Uh-uh. Y'all, look, uh-uh. So you explain the fit. So I got this green shirt.
Green polo. It's almost like Master's green.
Yeah.
And then this hat is funky with the four-leaf clover on there. Yeah. This is weird.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, I have no swag. I feel like Mike Salk today.
Do you?
Damn.
Is this getting you in on it?
Corn, beef, and hash. Come up tonight. Yes.
You look like you're volunteering at an Irish beer festival. Yeah. Like the clover hat, the green shirt.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But you always
so whether
go
you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Call. Man, it's crazy.
It's a jig.
Now that design is fairly
how
simple.
In the world are you going to be 40-some years old and find out you're 24% Irish? Man, I'll tell you what, boy.
That was 21%. Now you're just adding 3% to it?
Yeah.
Well, you put the green on. That's
you put the green 3%. On, I got the little percent.
You wear sports gear every day. How did you not have any green sports gear?
He hates the Celtics.
Yeah,
hates and he
what
won't
about
wear
the Sonics?
Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do got some Sonics.
Yeah, why didn't you wear that?
No, because I wanted to really dress Irish today.
Yeah.
Simple.
Wink, wink. You know what I mean?
And it's not your day now. You'll remember no more when I play Land Rover. You'll remember no more.
Okay, Gene, seriously.
I feel like Clayton Bigsby at a rally.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know the words, but I'm happy to be here.
I start sweating every time G comes on the show.
Legit question.
Because you feel like every time he comes on might be the day we get canceled for good.
Legit question. Yep. I think we talked about your wife last week. And right there, like, you and the lady have another kiddo. Would you go Liam? Rory? Murphy? I'm looking at Irish Aiden? Names.
Nah, bro. Liam. Liam is the name, right? Okay. I mean, have you... Every Liam I've ever seen... Good looking.
Liam's
are good looking.
That's true. I buy
it. You know what I mean? Like, right now, if you're listening...
I've never met an ugly Liam.
If your name is Liam, and you're listening right now, life's good.
Yeah.
What about Liam Neeson?
He's good looking. He's a professional actor, for God's sake.
Professional actor.
Got a particular set of skills.
Super now,
what he could do with all that.
Now, I thought, here's what I thought. I thought that, check this out.
What?
Brock Huard was asking about my wife. And as you all know, my wife is a Korean little lady, right? And I thought, Brock asking about my Korean wife because the new quarterback that's coming to Seattle is a quarter Korean.
Is that true?
Sam Howell.
I didn't know that.
Come on.
What an incredible segue.
You like that?
Yes. Natural. Very natural.
This is natural.
That was actually what I was thinking.
I know.
The 21, first thing I 21%? Wanted to bring up about this guy was his heritage.
Is he 21%? 24%?
He's got a full 25%. Like.
Depends.
G hasn't read his 23 and me just yet, but he's getting
depends
there.
Depends on the day.
Nice. G, how do you feel about this, though? He says he's never eaten any beef or seafood.
Chicken
in his
diet.
Life.
Chicken diet.
His whole life?
His whole life.
That lets you know. He was hanging out in D.C. for a while. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
From North Carolina, made his way up to D.C. Now Sam Howell comes to Seattle. Why is he here?
Because that boy is good. Hold up. Now, I know you all get on Twitter and you guys get on the internet and you see what the masses say and you follow the trend. Or because you might not know of a name, because it's not a quote-unquote sexy name, you might have an opinion of, oh my goodness, the Seahawks, what are they doing? I don't know what Brock has said. I don't know what anybody has said about Sam Howell, but I'm here to set the record straight and tell you what the streets are saying. First of all, Sam Howell, that's a bad dude. That dude's good. He's 23 years old with 18 starts already in the NFL. He was playing over there with the Commanders, and one time, KJ and I were watching the film before the Seahawks were going to play against the Commanders. And KJ says, yo, this dude can play. How does Sam Howell do in that game? He threw for three touchdowns, 300-something yards, and even took Geno Smith a final drive with 3 minutes left to go to Tyler Lockett. Geno Smith had a career day of 369 yards to win that game.
Yep.
I love the fact, didn't see it coming at all on the radar. I'm asking the Commanders, why would you let that young man go? Brock, you cover college football. You knew that young man started as a true freshman at North Carolina. The boy can play. So I know you guys are afraid, like, oh my goodness, well, what does this mean about those in the draft? Don't nothing change. They still have an opportunity to possibly do something in the draft.
I disagree with you there. I think something changes. I'm not saying they couldn't draft a quarterback. I would be shocked after this if they traded up for a quarterback. I think that's off the table. You?
Yeah, to trade up, yes.
Yeah. So that's changed. If you were thinking, and I actually think that there's some connection there. Brock didn't think so as much, or didn't necessarily disagree, but that wasn't where your mind went. You were talking about the value and the backup situation. I totally agree with everything you said. I would add to it, I think John looked around and said, I don't have a chance to get any of those four quarterbacks unless I trade up significantly. Yep. I don't really have the resources to do it, so I got to bail on that idea and go to plan B.
I liked what Bram said earlier today. Bram Weinstein, if you missed it, was on in the first hour of the show with Salky at 6:30. He's the voice. He's Steve Rabel, the Washington Commander.
Were you with Salky too at 6:30?
No, I was not. I was concussed. No, I don't wake up at 4:20.
Let's not get carried away.
No, let's not do that. No, And he said, listen, in a different time.
I'm calling you to walk the dog at 2.
In a different time and place, Sam Howell could have worked in Washington. So, again, over the years, and, gee, you've seen this through all your years around the Seahawks. You're watching it with your son's career. I've watched it with other people's career. Like, time and place matters. Whoa, almost spit your coffee out. Time and place matters. Time and place for Sam is dysfunctional organization.
Let me play you a little of Bram this morning because he likes the guy.
I am more inclined to believe, and I truly believe this, that like he's got a big upside if he ends up in the right place with the right coaches who protect him and develop him a little more. Which is why I said like in a couple of years, right place, right coaching, he develops. I think you might be very surprised how high end of a quarterback he may be.
Let's remember something here, all right? All these QBs in this draft, and I know you fired up. You ready? Are you sitting on a firecracker over there? You good?
I mean, I'm
hopped out of your seat.
I got a lot to say.
I'm sitting on some tight pants.
Good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's remember something about this draft class, time and place. Mm. Bo Nix at Auburn, couldn't play. Done. Broken. Out. Has to head west, young man. Michael Penix in Bloomington. Done. On a floor, praying, I can't play. I'm broken. I'm done. I'm out. Head west, young man. Jaden Daniels down in the desert at Arizona State. Not really done anything. Her, like, okay, maybe find a new home. Has to move out of ASU to go. Like, look at just those three QBs right there. Caleb Williams in a little different situation. He got paid to go west from Oklahoma and followed Lincoln. But time and place, G, matters. Mm-hmm. It may matter at that position more than any in sport.
Jahan Dotson, wide receiver for the Redskins. Good friend of my son's.
They're the Commanders, for crying out loud.
Jeez. Oh, sorry. The Commanders. My bad.
I know you're Irish, but get it together for crying out loud.
Anyway, for the Commanders. First of all, I mean,
and they're the San Diego Chargers, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, John Dotson plays out there for the Commanders.
Why is your face red?
I'm trying not to get kicked off the radio.
Stop.
Like five jokes. I'm not going to make any of them.
Jahan Dotson, receiver.
Jahan Dotson, receiver, yes. Plays out there. Gee, I'm going to paraphrase
it. This segment's over. Can you and I go in the back room? I got like five jokes to make to you. But I can't make any of them right now. So just when we're done, we can leave these guys by and turn off the mics. Just you and me, we're going to go to the kitchen over there. And I got like jokes for days.
Write them down. You'll forget them. No, trust me.
I won't forget them.
Wide receiver from Washington, yes.
It's bad over there.
Yeah. Can't play.
It was absolutely awful. Ron Rivera. It was on his way out, of course. Eric Bieniemy is, first of all, but we want to give him a job. There's a reason why Eric Bieniemy is not getting a head coaching job, y'all. I'm going to tell you right now. And I've talked to a lot of folks. Now, they won't go on record and say it, but there's a reason why he's not getting that head coaching job like everybody wants to. Anyways, the Commanders, it just was not going well.
Yeah.
Sam Howell is going to come here to a good organization, one. Two, Brock, glad you gave the example about the quarterbacks, but I'm going to do what the people want. The people want, how does that relate to all of us in real society?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell y'all something. I've been in some bad relationships. You understand me? I've been in some bad environments.
At least three of them.
I've been in some relationships where one time I ended up living in my car. Yes, good situations can bring good results. Bad situation can bring bad. Some of y'all listening right now, you have that ex that brought you down in life. You have that living situation and living arrangement that you were in that really had you in a bad place. Then all of a sudden, you met a new boo, and that new boo put some fire into you and got you living the right way. So, the same way a new environment for you, a new relationship, a new workplace can work better for you, the same way with Sam Howell. Bet Sam Howell, baby. I like this dude.
Did you see him on the 7-on-7 circuit?
No, I did not.
You never did growing up?
No, I never did. He's from North Carolina. But I did hear about him because, remember, he was going to go to Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go to Florida State because I think their offensive coordinator ended up leaving and everything. Good. So he went to North Carolina with Mac Brown's first year.
So you like this move?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Now, so you would have loved this move for a seventh-round pick. Let's be clear. You would have really loved it. You and I both would have really loved this. Like, oh, my gosh, seventh-round pick for Sam Howell? That makes sense.
And yeah, fifth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Honestly, fifth, sixth, or seventh for Sam Howell, I've been like, yes.
Yep.
Sold. Love it. Love it. Backup at worst. Maybe he's got some upside. Bram compared him to Kirk Cousins, and I think there's maybe something to that. Although he sure seems a lot more aggressive than Cousins.
Yeah.
There's maybe some Baker Mayfield with the aggressiveness there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I think there's I like the upside.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned in this draft with no second-round pick, moving back out of the third round.
With
one of your two thirds. So now you're going to go first, third, and two fourths instead of a first and two thirds and a fourth.
Yeah.
I don't love that element of it because what I'm trying to figure out, Gene, I'll ask you the question that I wrote about Salesports.com.
Yes.
What are the Seahawks trying to do? Like, what's the plan? And I'm not saying they don't have one. I'm not saying I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I truly am trying to figure out what's their timeline. And what are they trying to accomplish this offseason? Do you know?
They're redoing the house. You were telling me, you just had your house done. And you were telling me, oh, gee, you showed me pictures of what it looks like.
He got a love deck.
And you were like, oh, this doesn't look great yet, but it's going to look great.
Gee, he's got a love deck.
He got a love deck. Yeah. A stripper pole?
I've been to a house with a stripper pole.
But I'm just saying, you got a stripper pole in your house.
I do not. No.
I mean,
I have two young daughters. My God, man.
I mean,
have some respect.
I mean, they had a stripper pole at Super Bowl halftime.
Okay, but I don't have one in my house.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say that there was. I said I have two young daughters and I don't have that.
It's good cardio.
For some, maybe, yes.
And, you know, work on your core strength, right, Brock?
I get it.
If you can swing around that pole.
Yeah, you're in very good shape.
Good shape. Yes. Okay, back to the topic.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Good.
So, back to it. When you were working on your home.
Yeah.
What's going on?
When you were working on your home, and everyone, you guys know, it's suck. It doesn't look good when the process is starting.
No kidding.
The process did not. What were you guys saying in 2010? Hold on.
All right.
What were you guys saying in 2010? You guys weren't excited about everything that Pete Carroll was doing back then.
They were churning.
You guys weren't, you know what I mean? So you got to get through there.
So what do you think is the timeline then? I'm with you on that. Okay. So you think
it's like 430 moves.
It's not about 2024 necessarily. It's about getting the foundation right to build on top of it.
I think that
what do you think the timeline is?
I think Mike McDonald just got here in February and it is now March. Games don't get played until September. So how about this? Everything that is happening right now, can we at least wait until the games? Look, Mike McDonald came in here and basically said, okay, I'm the new head coach. I'm going to put the system in place. This is what I want the roster to look like. Now, he's not going to come out and be like, I don't like the way the roster looks now.
No, of course not.
But let me ask you this, both of you. Did you guys like the roster last year?
No.
Okay,
I haven't liked the roster for a while.
Okay,
but
Brock, did you like the roster last year?
You're arguing with us. Nobody's arguing with you.
No, what I'm arguing
no
about.
No one's arguing.
I'm arguing.
I'm asking a question. You can't
arguing.
Argue with a
yes,
question.
Yes, I'm arguing with you.
You can't
and they.
I don't have an opinion.
Everybody, yes, they are. Yes,
I
you
don't.
Do.
No.
People are upset.
No,
they're
I'm
upset.
Not.
Yes, they are.
Don't
you get
you
on Twitter.
Man, me.
I'm just telling you.
Go sit down. Now you're standing. You're trying to intimidate me.
Hey, I'm Irish. Watch your tone. So, anyways, if you get on Twitter, everybody thinks that, oh my goodness, I can't believe what John Schneider's doing. What are they doing? What
I
are
didn't
they doing?
Say that. Don't you put me in that spot.
Well, then I don't hear you. I don't see and hear none of y'all defending John Schneider and them.
I'm neither attacking nor defending.
I'm asking and trying to figure out
what the plan is and what the timeline is.
I feel like you are. And again, I'm Irish. Watch your tone.
I'm really not. I promise you, I am not.
Just play the music, please, Justin. Please. Anything. Any Irish music. Come on.
There it is.
Early in the morning.
Can I ask you guys this though?
You know what's
how come every time I open up Twitter, nobody is liking what the Seahawks are doing?
Because you're opening up Twitter.
But that's where they say.
You answered your own question.
You opened up Twitter, they don't know what anybody's doing. This is the same Twitter that had Mina Kimes talking about let Russ cook. Yeah. How'd that work?
Didn't work.
How'd that work?
Oh, jeez, now standing
how
up.
How did that work?
Why are you so mad? Everybody
in the world, let Russ cook! Let Russ cook! How did that work out?
I did not believe
y'all
in let
Russ
cook.
Y'all better get off this dang old Twitter. You cannot be a general manager on Twitter. Let John Schneider do his thing. Yeah. He's been doing this for years.
Come on, G.
What is going on with you today? Would you sit down? You are out of control.
Okay. You notice Kyle Brown?
He keeps walking back and forth. Like, gee, we're going to have a talk. You don't even work for me, but I'm going to need to talk to you when this is done.
Yeah.
Are you all right? Is everything okay in your world?
Dude, he's
complicated.
Hold on, can I ask a serious question? Are you still shook because Mora showed you that video the other day of Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I was shook.
You're shook from that.
Yeah, I was shook.
You basically haven't been into this room since.
All right. We're getting texts with everyone begging me to get this back on the rails, and that's where you choose to take it?
Let's not do this. Did I get him calmed down? I'm like a G-whisperer. I got him calmed down.
So,
yeah.
He is so complicated today because he's wearing a color that he'll never want to wear again. And he's 23%.
He's uncomfortable in his own skin today. Do you want to come golfing with me today? Would that make you feel better?
Oh, you know what? 20-something% does says yes.
the game was founded over there. The game was founded over
you
there.
Know? Yeah. Oh, wait. I do have to tell you all something. If you're listening,
great,
wherever you are at work or driving, this is very important.
Yes.
Remember this.
Yes.
Mike Salk is wearing shorts today, and he didn't put on no lotion. Bruh, you are so ashy right now. It is ridiculous. You know it's bad when I can just see the dang ash on your legs. I mean,
is that something I'm supposed to do? Just,
I mean, put lotion on. Can you at least dab on something? Why are you so dry?
I never put lotion on my legs in my life.
Lord,
is that something I'm supposed to do?
If you go wear shorts, the sun is shining, they gonna see your legs and be scared.
Cool.
You so dang ashy that the hair doesn't even want to grow on the inside of the leg part.
Really? I'm not supposed to be ashy? That's a thing?
No.
I didn't know that was a thing. I'm just learning something now at almost 46 years old. What kind of lotion am I supposed to put on?
What?
Aloe vera. Aloe vera? Mm-hmm. All right. I don't own anything like that. I got a little hand
lotion. Do you ever put lotion on?
No.
Never?
Never. Absolutely never. Why no, not? Nay,
don't
never.
Don't you want to look good for a long time?
Nay, I'm looking better by the year, man.
You do look good.
I look good. I look better now than I did 30 years ago. I don't need lotion.
No, never. I just know more. I want to do this formal thing.
Yeah.
Just in case I get called in. I want to apologize because it was a mistake that I did not say Washington Commanders. That was a Freudian slip. That was an accident.
Yeah, something.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It was.
No, I'm serious. I'm about to go write something.
All right. Oh, there's Kyle. Now yep, Kyle
there he is.
Walked in.
He's waiting.
But here's what's crazy. Kyle walking around, he ain't listening to none in this segment. That's the sports director. Yeah. He don't want to listen to anything that I have to say.
No kidding.
It is his opportunity. He listens all the time, but at 8:30 on Friday, he gets up and leaves.
Yeah, him and Kathy both, I'm told. All right. Oh. Gee, we got to go. Thank you.
Brock, yes. Do you put lotion on?
Sometimes. But I'm not ashy.
Salk is so damn ashy.
Is that an insult? I don't even know what that is. Yeah. I feel fine with
it. We'll talk about it in break.
The G and Ursula show is coming up over on our sister station, 97.3 Cairo News Radio, in about 20 minutes. We will be right back on Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710, seattlesports.com.